Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
A bad economy is no reason to give up on looking for a job. Some companies are still hiring, and flexible contracts are an option that more employers are considering these days. But certainly during a downturn, every opportunity is even more precious. Stephen Lim, Group Business Leader at the Taiwan Office of Executive Search firm PeopleSearch, reminds us of the fundamentals of making an impression during a job interview. Whatever the economic conditions, it sounds rather simple.
Whether the person is warm, whether the person is confident, I think this is a really important action that we need to feel from both candidates and clients as well. And that's why it's very important not to be nervous during the interview. Take a deep breath, you know, don't get too worried that the person may ask you many questions that you do not know.
Easier said than done. However, recruiters say it can be easy with a large dose of thorough preparation.
I think most of the time, hirers will want to look at your skill sets first, whether it matches with the competency that is required by the organization. As you progress further into the interview, they'll look more into the fit into the job and with the potential hiring manager. So for the first time, I think it's best that you prepare and be very competent in knowing what the company needs in terms of the skill sets.
As usual, be prepared to discuss how your skills and experience can solve the organization's pain points. Observe the hiring manager's demeanor and consider whether you can work with them. Mirror them to build rapport. That should take you through the first round. However, there are some questions that routinely stump job seekers. Stephen explains.
Most of the time, people get stuck when they get asked questions about values, questions about failures, questions about what they go through in life. Many candidates are not prepared. Just tell the hiring managers that it's a very interesting question. Maybe request for 10 seconds to ponder about it rather than not to get stuck. Just be very relaxed. Think about the question and just answer naturally. We'll see whether they are uncomfortable when we ask the questions, and we'll see whether they are really genuinely looking at us when they reply.
Situational questions are also common. Candidates often prepare for these, but what if it's a situation you've never experienced?
So you can always give reference as if you are a third party. For instance, you can say, actually, I have not had this experience before, but if I'm that person, I would do this. This will be the best way to handle this situation.
Another thing candidates often neglect to do is listen carefully and actively to the interviewer before answering questions.
In a good interview, it's always about listening and understanding what the questions the interviewer is posing. My advice to candidates is always first to listen.
Whatever you do, don't initiate a conversation about salaries and benefits in the first round. If your interviewer asks you if you have any questions, one that Stephen says will impress the interviewer goes something like this. Should I have the privilege of working with you in the near future? How do you think I can add value to the organization and to you? Stephen has one more suggestion.
I'm very interested to join you. Can you please share with me what are the areas I can improve on if I were to be given the opportunity to join the organization? This is another very good question.
Most of all, Stephen says you need to sound sure and decisive.
A lot of times we will ask candidates, what do you see yourself in maybe 5 years? A very common question. Candidates will say, I hope, I think. These are not certain. When somebody says that I would like to be, I want to be, it gives the interviewer more confidence that this person really wants and strives to be such a person.
Stephen Lim, Group Business Leader at the Taiwan Office of Executive Search firm PeopleSearch.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.